Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this special edition of April D. Berry's Presents with the legendary Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, one of the best rock and roll Hall of Fame groups of the century, of the decades. Mr. Chris Jasper started performing with the Isleys on the 3+3 album, the album that had all the good hits like Who's That Lady, Summer Breeze. And it's May 31st. I'm April D. Berry. And, you know, on the end of the last day of the month or the first day of the month is when big things happen. So we're going to do big things on here today. The call-in number is 929-477-2320. And you can also listen on the Blog Talk link posted on my websites, as well as Mr. Jasper's websites, Twitter and Facebook. And I believe that the legend is on the line. Mr. Jasper, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Nice to be talking to you. Did I get it right on the 3+3?
Yeah, 3+3.
Okay. Yeah. Now I was playing Still in Love, your new single, which I love because it kind of has that Isley Brothers sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
It had a little bit of feedback. I hope it didn't. Were you able to hear it clearly?
Yeah, I heard it, but it sounded like it was playing twice or something.
It was two screens.
Yeah, I know the song well enough, though.
Well, it's your song.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, that's on The One. The last time you were on here, it was Inspired, and it was Any Day, right?
Right, right.
See, I remember both of those.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful songs. Now, what would you like to say is different about this project?
Well, I think the difference is, first of all, there's, I think, a little bit more funk on this album than the last one. And I think the delivery of the material, the delivery of the songs is a little different. Mm-hmm. I did things that I would do live on stage more on this album than the last one. And I played a little bit more of the other instruments that I play, like guitar and bass, especially on the funk tracks.
We love that. Yeah.
Than the other album. So this was a little different in that way. But I included ballads, you know, and funk too, because that's my main thing is those two things.
Yeah, and we need the funk back these days, you know.
Yeah.
I heard one of the tracks, and I don't know the name, but it's a faster pace. It has more funk in it. I'm sorry, but I forgot the name of it. I had been listening to the CD, you know, all in one.
It's probably
Not
Man
track
Up.
By
Man
track.
Up is faster.
Huh?
The one called Man Up, that's a fast track.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I like that one. I like
yeah.
that one. Yeah, and it has, I kind of like the message in it also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since we've talked, I believe that was last year or the end of I think that was last year or the end of 2013. My apologies. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Ronald Isley had a new CD out, I believe, is last year. I've got to ask you this, Chris. This is what one person in the chat room is asking. Is there any possibility of a duet
or
collaboration?
I really don't know. I haven't really gave that any thought, you know, for a long time. I mean, I've been, you know, working on my own stuff and
mm-hmm.
kind of working with my son, too, Michael.
He just graduated, right?
Yeah, he just graduated this month, the earlier part of this month. And, you know, he's back working on finishing his project, so I'm doing that one. So I don't know. Yeah. I've been doing so much, you know, work within what we're doing here. I haven't really thought about, you know, much else, you know.
Right. You have two legendary stars and two, and you know, you both are doing your own thing. And what I do mm-hmm. like that what you mentioned the last time is you want to stay true to your style of music and that was necessary. What's the big, you know, selling these days, you know? You're not going to put the hip-hop into it and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you
Am
know,
I right?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times when artists do that, when they try to go over into something else,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't work out like they think, you know, and a lot
right,
of things.
Right.
You know,
That's
a lot
true.
Of those things that may be getting some attention, you know, they're still struggling to sell. So,
mm-hmm.
It's no guarantee that you're going to, you know, increase your sales by, you know, doing something that may not be characteristic of your style, you know.
Right. I agree because I have to admit, I like Ronald Isley, well, more on the Isley Brothers style,
mm-hmm.
you know.
The yeah.
more of the, you know, the ballads and the funk tracks and, you know, I know that everything changes. I listen to music today. You know, of course, you know, it's in my generation. But you know, the 80s and the 90s, that's my growing up years, and I can't
mm-hmm.
say that I don't love. You know, who hasn't sampled Between the Sheets,
mm-hmm.
which of course
mm-hmm.
was written by you,
mm-hmm.
And Choosy Lover, the two of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, all you have to do is look at how many, you know, hip-hop artists have sampled that material. You
I've
know?
Lost count.
even, you know, For the Love of You has been sampled. You know, so many
mm-hmm.
of the songs from that era has been sampled. So that's
yes.
got to mean something. That's got to mean that, you know, you can still do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you guys are the top. I'd have to say you're the top. I know that there was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And
mm-hmm.
who were the other, who was like your big competitors back then?
Oh, well, it was Earth, Wind, and Fire, of course, Commodores. You know, they had a lot of big records out at the same time.
Oh,
they
yeah,
were touring. They were doing a lot of touring during the same time. You know, and they, I think, oh, yeah, all a lot of Motown groups. You know, Marvin Gaye, of course, he was doing, you know, big things back then. Stevie
mm-hmm.
Wonder also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there was a number of people out there consistently, you know, putting records out, you know. Oh, Sly, you know, for a time there in the 70s, Sly was really,
mm-hmm.
really big. I think Sly was probably the biggest one when he came out with the Stand album. But
oh, really?
You know,
that was in the same time? I always thought that was
Right in 69, 70, going into the 70s, and then he had another album after that. You know,
mm-hmm.
and when he released that second album with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself on it, I mean, he was probably the hottest guy out there touring, you know. But there was a lot of competition in the R&B field. Curtis Mayfield had music out then, you know, Superfly, mm-hmm. and there was so many artists out there. You know, they had big followings.
Yes, I know. And you came in around, which I saw 73.
That's when we appeared on the cover with the older brothers. Before we were just playing on the sessions, and nobody mm-hmm. knew, you know, what we looked like. You know, they would just see our names on the album. But we got our first cover shots on 73. But we had been playing on the records before then, you know.
Wow, and then we saw these guys that looked like kings. I know when I was little, I would see those album covers that which had been mm-hmm. preserved so nicely. You know,
yeah.
like I always point out, the one you're standing, I think that's your brother-in-law. You said Rudolph is your brother-in-law?
Yeah, Rudolph is my brother-in-law,
was,
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're standing both tall, like adjacent to one another, and it's that is really a nice album cover. Which album cover is that?
When we stand in like real close, I think it's maybe Showdown, one of those albums.
Okay. I heard Showdown. Very funny.
Right now,
track.
I can't. You know, if I had them in front of me, I could tell you. But I, there was so many covers that we took.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think, and I think that in itself is that kind of. Do you think that played a role in you guys standing out? Other than being able to do funk and ballad so well.
Yeah, I think that was a big thing because, you know, you had the Ohio Players too. They were kind of a funk band too. You know,
you had
Lakeside. You know, so and then you had Roger. You know, and all those guys. So mm-hmm. I mean, funk was really really important. And you know, and I mentioned Sly before. You know, he kind of started his own brand of funk. So, I mean, that's an important part of music. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, be part of that. And so, you know, we did things like Live It Up and, you know, Fight the Power and The Heat Is On and Take Me to the Next Phase, you know. So we kind of had our own thing, our own kind of funk, you know, which I was a big part of. And then the ballads, you know, of course, you know, that's all. That was always a big thing with R&B music, was ballads, you know.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
we had a hand in that one, too.
Footsteps and Summer Breeze.
Yeah.
That was all those beautiful songs. And it seems like the one you came in is actually one of the best ones to me, if I had
yeah,
to pick a favorite.
Yeah, I added a lot, you know, to that. I don't know if you saw the video that I posted. It's called An Afternoon with Chris Jasper. I was at Sony Music, and they asked me to come up there to kind of just, you know, talk about the sound and, you know, how it was developed. And, you know, I played some of the intros to some of the songs and some of the chord structures. And that's basically kind of how that sound was formed. Was the things that I learned from classical music, you know, I added it to my songwriting and to my chord structures when I wrote songs. So, it's sort of one of those things where a lot of people had been talking about, and they're going to be releasing a big box set in August, you know, on the Isley Brothers. So they wanted me to kind of introduce those things to the new people who are working there at Sony, you know.
Wow,
so
amazed.
That's what that was about. So,
wow.
Yeah, I talk a lot about that sound, you know, and how I developed it.
And that's wonderful. I'm glad that you're keeping it alive because a lot of people love it. You know,
mm-hmm.
when we turn on the radio, you know, in spite of the, you know, the hip hop and the rap and the cross between hip hop and R&B, we still hear, you know, the legendary Isley Brothers all the time, and I'm glad that you're doing everything to keep it going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely like that. So how was it when you, how was it receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Oh, it was really, really nice. I mean, it was a surprise, number one. I just got a phone call out. I got a phone call, you know, one day, and it was from the Academy, and I was like, well, what's going on with this, you know? and then they said, you know, we have a surprise. I said, okay, that's good. I said, well, what is it? And they said, well, you know, we're going to be giving you guys the Lifetime Achievement Award. And I was like, okay. okay. Just let me know
that's
the
awesome.
Details. And they happened to ask, was I going to be there? And I said, yo, sure, you know, just let me know the details, and I'll be there. And,
wow. Yeah, and what about in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That was kind of a similar thing, too. I mean, I didn't get any advance notice of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
really?
It was like maybe a month in advance of it, you know. They gave me a call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no, I got a letter, I think, first, and then they followed up with a phone call. But it was a real pleasant surprise, you know.
Yes, yes, and that's amazing. But
yeah.
You know, funk. How could funk not be categorized as rock? Because when I listen to Live It Up, and that's what sometimes me and the little members of the group that I host, the group that of mine, Deep, Diverse, and Different. Sometimes the guys will say what's rock and what's not, but you know, Live It Up, it definitely has that. It's funk, but do you agree that it has like a little bit of a rock sound to it? Do you think funk and rock are kind of synonymous in some ways?
Yeah, it's you know, it does have a like a guitar part in there in the middle of there, in the middle
oh,
of
yeah.
it that kind of has a rock tone to it. But it's majority of it is funk, and it's when I wrote that song, I intended for it to be, you know, keyboard heavy. I wanted it to be, you know, mostly keyboards, but I also wanted it to have that driving beat, you know, the
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 beat in the kick drum, you know. And
yeah.
before that, I remember we were using another drummer, you know, sometimes, and I said, well, you know, that other drummer, he has a tendency to kind of move around a little too much. You know, with the beat, I said I want it locked in. You know, so I said I think I want Ernie to play drums on this one, and so I wanted it to be that that steady, you know, locked in kind of feel to the drum.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was basically going to be a keyboard song though, you know, but it did have that rock part in the middle where Ernie took a guitar solo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, it's. But it's basically, yeah, you know, the keyboard kind of thing. Because it's got the electric piano on there. It's got a clavinet on there. It's got a synthesizer on there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's basically a keyboard song. And that's one of the first ones that I wrote that was, you know, number one R&B and, you know, was the first release from the album, was the title cut, you know. So that was a big... you know, record for me personally, because I personally liked that one as the first release from the album. There was different opinions, you know, but that was my pick.
Within the group?
Yeah, within the group, yeah, because I think the older guys were saying Midnight Sky until we got back to New York and played it for CBS. And when we played it for them, they said, oh, no, the single is Live It Up.
Oh, so, yes.
That kind of validated my opinion there.
Yes, because you know what? I just have to mention Live It Up. And I
yeah.
had forgotten that you had wrote that, because I heard Midnight, and I'm, I don't like it as well as Live It Up has that, you know. I just like, maybe it's just your sound, that Live It Up, you know,
yeah,
it's
not
like that. It's hard to explain.
Yeah. It hit records usually have a certain definition to them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In the sound and the delivery of the hook. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, and I thought Live It Up had more of that, you know, than some of the other tunes on the album. For a first release, you know, the first thing a person would hear from an album. I thought it had more of that. Yeah.
And it also, could it have been, do you think that was more of a crossover type song, or?
Yeah, I thought it had more crossover potential, and I thought it had more of
mm-hmm.
that club appeal that
yeah.
was going on at the time. You know,
yeah.
clubs were starting to come in big right when that album was released, and
mm-hmm.
I thought it had more of that, it would fit more of that format too.
Yes.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
they were playing a lot of those, you know, songs that had the driving beat to them, you know, in the
mm-hmm.
clubs. And I thought it would fit there too a little better.
I agree with you, because when it's Midnight, that's mainly Ronald singing that, right?
Yeah, he's just singing, and you know, it's a lot of, you know, guitar solos going on and a lot of things going on at once, you know.
It doesn't
and
really stand out. But Live It
I
Up
thought
is like,
I thought it was a little busy, you know, to the
yeah.
ear, you know, like if you heard it, you know, first time. but Live It Up was a lot clearer, you know.
Yes.
A lot
when
more
I
concise.
Hear that automatically, I think everybody looks up.
Yeah, you can
I
get into the groove
what,
better. I remember
yeah.
when we were recording that out in Los Angeles, and Billy Preston was in that same studio.
Oh,
and
really?
When we were mixing that, he had to stick his head in the door, you know, and see what was going on. Because, you know, Billy Preston was also a keyboard player, you know.
Okay,
so,
no, I don't know much about him, but I know that he, when I looked up, when I saw on Song, he did the most beautiful ballad with You I'm Born Again. With
that, and he wrote, I think he wrote You Are So Beautiful. He
really?
Wrote that song.
Oh, okay.
He, you know, Nothing from Nothing, you know, if you heard that one.
Yeah.
He had a lot of good songs.
Oh, okay.
And he was a really good keyboard player too. So he had to see what was going on in there when we were mixing that, you know. So mm-hmm. it had a lot to it, you know, and it kind of launched you know, our career a lot further, I think, after that record came out.
Mm-hmm. So when you disbanded in 84, after the Between the Sheets, which you create a whole sample revolution with that.
Yeah.
And you create a whole, you know, a love revolution, you know, the song that everybody, you know, is feeling with their, you know, romantic partner. But why did the group kind of dismantle on one of the biggest, you know, hits, and, you know, toward the end of your career with the Isley Brothers, the whole group?
Well, it was, I think at that point, there was a lot of things that the older brothers had, financial obligations that we didn't have, the three younger guys didn't have. And they wanted to solve it by breaking the CBS contract and filing bankruptcy and a whole lot of other things. And we didn't have those obligations. We didn't have to file bankruptcy. So it was like a difference between that, you know, that really caused the split. We weren't going to file, and they were. And basically that's what happened. And we just went on, and that's when we formed IC Jazz for Isley, and you know, started that trio going again, because we started off as a trio, the three of us. Before we joined the other brothers, we were a trio. We called ourselves the Jasmine Trio, and we played. I played piano, Ernie played drums, and Marvin played bass. So, you know, the two groups came together at 3+3. That's what 3+3 meant. You know,
okay, right.
Was this group is coming together with this group, you know, and so that's why we called it 3+3. So we were back again as a trio after that, you know,
and
you know, the Caravan of Love album was the big album from the trio.
Yes, that's like the international anthem of peace and love, and even in the video is, you know, it's a beautiful song. You wrote that, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
I wrote that.
It's a beautiful song. Wasn't it the Dodge Caravan theme?
Yeah, they used that, yeah. And I was glad that they used it because it's a song. It's one of those messages that, you know, needs to be heard, and the more it's heard, the better. That's what I feel, you know. And so when they
right.
picked it for the commercial, I was really happy about that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's good that you like where your music is definitely soul, but you also have the ability to be crossover as well. That's one of the main things that I like about your sound. It's so soulful, but it's also diverse, is more what I meant to say.
I think music reflects the experience of the artist. You know, I really believe that. That an artist is going to reflect what their experiences are, and that's why you get some artists, they're blues artists, that, you know, they came up, you know, and they learned the blues, and you know, they lived the blues, you know, somebody like B.B. King, you know, it reflects his experiences, you know, and with me, you know, I started off with soul, you know, that was the first people that I liked was soul artists, you know, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, you know, Marvin Gaye. But then I also had other experiences. I went to Juilliard. I studied classical music, you know. I wrote for orchestras. I wrote for ensembles, big ensembles, small ensembles. I could write for orchestras. So, I'm going to – those things will come out in my music, you know, because they're part of my experience. So, a song like Caravan, which is, you know, heard all over the world, that reflects a lot about, you know, the things I learned, and it's also soulful, you know, the things that I felt. So I'm glad that I had all of those experiences, you know, because, I've heard that before, that, you know, my songs have a lot in them, and I'm glad of that, because it can take you to a lot of different places. You know, I can write a song like Caravan, but then I can write a song like, you know, Man Up, you know, which is all funk, you know.
Thumping
and plucking and, you know, funky bass lines and, you know, synth lines and stuff. So I was really blessed to have all of those experiences, you know, to put it in a short way. I'm very happy for that.
Yes, and that's what keeps you going. That's why we all got to interview you again. That's why we all have to interview you, because you just have this spiritual energy. Like, at one point you were doing, you made a couple of Christian CDs, right?
Yeah, I have like four gospel, albums that are,
gospel.
Every song has a spiritual message in it, every single one of them. And I have four albums like that. And so, yeah, that's part of my life too, is that I have a good connection with God and have for so many years. And I think it's important, you know, for those ideas to be, you know, in the repertoire too, because that's part of who I am. And I write songs from that perspective, like, would this fit, you know, in God's principles? And even if it's a funk song, it still has to be within his principles. You know, I'm not going to go outside of that with any lyric. You know what I mean? If it's a love song, it's going to be a pure love song, you know. And if it's a message song, it's going to be a good message. You know, I'm going to try to approach the subject in a godly way, you know. So that's who I am. And that's where I write from.
It's not going to be keep it on the down low.
No.
Contagious.
No.
I love Mr. Isley, though.
No, I can't go that way. I'm sorry. It's just not me, you know. It's just not who I am. So, I want to be honest. I have to be honest with my art.
That's what I appreciate. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to be some phony guy, you know, who's acting like he's something else that he's not. I'm not going to do that. You know, I don't feel that's fair to the fans. I don't feel that's fair to me as a person, you know, acting fake, you know. I'm not going to do that.
And that's good, because there's so many artists out there now who are just kind of like clones to the industry, you know. They want to get in the industry, so they're willing to say and do anything and put on any type,
I guess
sell out, you know. And I'm not talking about sell out like, you know, and sell out as far as race. I'm talking about just sell your soul, you know. You don't care with anything. Nothing makes sense.
That's too
place,
bad.
You know.
Because, you know, really what matters is the idea that you have. You know, either you have a strong musical idea or you don't.
I don't think they have one.
You know, that's what it all boils down to. And, you know, I think a lot of people, and I think, well, it's happened in the recent years, and when I say recent, I mean the last decade or a decade and a half, is that image has been more important than the music.
Yeah.
You know, even with record labels, you know, they're so concerned about the image of the artist and, you know, what they're going to look like, you know, and what they're going to, you know. It's and you know how they're going to market them, you know, rather than the strength of the idea, the musical idea. That's what the business used to be about, and that's what the business was built on, is solid musical ideas and real talent, you know, people that could really sing or could really play, you know, a band that was really solid, you know,
and had
good material. That's what mattered before.
Right.
So I think that image thing has gone a bit too far, you know.
Yes. When
it really has.
When everything is two chains, or you know, two in male or female, when everything.
Yeah, it's both. Yeah.
You can't tell the difference between who's who now.
Mm-hmm.
But before we run out, Chris, so what is it that you want to really stand out about this new? I know your new single is Still in Love, which you
mm-hmm.
post, and I've been listening to it because I see it the most. But on the CD, the one, it's been out for a while, right?
Yeah, well, first the single came out, the one, and then
mm-hmm.
the album came out maybe 5 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So the album is still, you know, maybe like a few months old right now.
I must be mixing that up. I'm thinking
so it was,
about...
Yeah, so the single, the one had been out first as its first single, and now the album came out, and then the second single from it is Still in Love. So we're just on the second single from the album. So and it's, I think it has a lot more, you know, singles in there. I'm probably
going
to release another one sometime, you know, in the summer here. So, but...
What's the title of it? You know I'm going to go back and listen to the CD.
Well, it's either going to be Your Love or Kiss Me, and I'm trying to make that decision. but one of those two is going to drop, and you know, this summer.
Interesting title. You know, I wish somebody would come up with something creative like that today. You know, those are titles we don't even hear. You know, I'm not talking about all the artists, you know, but it just
mm-hmm.
seems like the artists who are talented don't get the mainstream airplay, not that much.
It's the corporate stations that, you know, are the problem. You know, the ones that are, you know, the big corporate stations, and there's a few of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
And they seem to push what major labels are putting out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of good music out there that should be played. You know, that should be played on the station.
Now, are you working with any other artists? I see Michael Jasper, your son.
Yeah, Michael. He's the only one I'm working with now,
and
trying to get his stuff finished. And you know, I'm constantly working on new stuff too. I'm always writing, so that never stops.
And
It's just one of those things. I get an idea, I start working on it. So
there'll be no Godfather, Mr. Chris. No.
There's going to be something else coming out, you know. I don't know when, but, you know, I've got some ideas for something new. So, you know, but I want to take this album as far as I can because, you know, I think it has a lot of different messages in there and it has a lot of different types of grooves in there. And like I said, it shows a lot of things about me. I think this album shows the most about me to date, you know,
mm-hmm.
like what I can do musically, what I can do vocally, you know, the content of the lyrics are very, very good. And I think that's why this album is a little different maybe from some of the previous ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that sounds wonderful. And we have a guest in a chat room, and Toria wants to know, are you going to collaborate with any other artists?
I don't have anything right now that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can point to, but
mm-hmm.
I think if the right project came along, the right song or the right maybe collection of songs,
okay.
I probably would, you know, if I thought I could contribute to it, you know what I mean? Because
okay.
Collaborations are just that, you know, somebody brings something to the table, you know, one side brings something and then the other side brings something else. And so if that situation came up, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Chris, it has been an absolute pleasure. I appreciate you even posting in my group, Deep, Diverse, and Different. I founded to keep real music alive, you know, of all genres, you know, from think music of now, from, you know, way back when, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we even got things played from the 60s up until, you know, 2015. And that's something I want to keep going. And I'm so honored that you post in my group that, you know, that's a blessing in itself that out of all the groups you take time to post in mine. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I've always had a lot of respect for everyone, you know, especially people who have liked what I've done over the years. And I want everybody to, you know, experience, you know, the new stuff too. So I'm just happy to have that kind of connection now where I couldn't have before. I couldn't go on Facebook or, you know, social media before because it didn't exist. but you know, now that it does, I do want to contact and talk to everybody, you know, and have them hear the music, you know. That's what it's all about.
Well, yes, please keep me real music alive, and please keep me posted like you do. If you had to pick one song to end today, what would you pick? Choose out of all the eyes. Your contributions to the Isley Brothers.
Oh, to say Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper Isley. That stuff.
Yes. Either or.
From that, or from my personal songs.
All of your music.
All of it. Oh, okay. wow, that's a tough one. I guess something that I will be coming out with this summer. I would say. Play Kiss Me from the new album because that has a lot of ingredients. That has a lot of the ingredients from, you know, the Isley Brothers stuff, but then it has a lot of new stuff in it too. So that has like a lot of stuff in it.
Okay. Very interesting. Very Kiss and Tell was one I see with the Isley Jasper Isley.
Yeah, that was with the trio, yeah, Isley Jasper Isley.
Okay.
So yeah, Kiss Me from the new album, the one that should, I think that'll, you know, please just about everybody.
I know the title itself does. Is that one on your website?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is up there.
Okay.
You have the MP3s of the songs?
I have a lot of the MP3s, but that one I wasn't able to get.
Okay.
I didn't even see it on the site.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I'll keep looking for it because I don't understand why that one is not allowed.
If you need it, I can get it to you, like right now.
Yes, because I can always post it in the group and things like that or on my next show. You know, I can close with it or, begin with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So, was Choosy Lover one of your favorites?
Yeah. And that was the one when I was doing, like, a duet thing with Ronald. You know?
Yes.
I thought I had a lover. You know,
oh,
that was
my
me.
God.
And then,
I
you
love
know, and then
that
he would,
one.
And then he would answer it, you know. And then,
yes, a lot of people, love the way you sing that. I remember telling my mother the way you sing that part is so mellow. You know, you're not the aggressive singer, but it just stands out. It's just so romantic. Yes, I'm glad you did it. Thank you for singing that part.
You know,
there was
a lot of songs, you know, that... I think we would have had a little better result on some things if I would have sang the whole all the way through. Some of them, not that one, but you know, some other ones, because
I
wrote
agree.
some of them I wrote for myself, you know.
Oh, okay.
And the song was finished, and then Ronald just came back and sang it, you know.
But
that was just you know a few of them were like that, you know.
Well, good. But, I wish you had a song on Between the Sheets. I think a lot of people would have liked that mixture.
I just had a little tiny part on that one. I had a little tiny singing part. I play most of the instruments on there, but the ending of it, you know, when it goes into the end, I had like a little tiny part on there. But I was doubling, you know, my voice on with instruments and things like that that maybe people don't notice. But yeah, I could have sang that one too, but you know.
But choose your lover, yeah.
I think the older guys, you know, got in a comfort zone, you know.
Yeah.
And they thought that, you know, it would only work a certain way if he sang it, but you know, Caravan of Love proves that's not true, you know.
Right. Choosy Lover proves that's not true.
Insatiable Woman, you know.
Yes.
You know, yes. They just didn't, you know, I think we missed a boat on that as a group, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad Well, you're very good to talk to, and like I said, when you mentioned Choosy Lover, that first line, when you sing that, you know, I wanted you to sing some more, because I can't tell a lot of people like that, even though it wasn't as popular as Between the Sheets.
They got a lot of play, yo. No, that song got a lot of play off the album. It really did. Matter of fact, I think...
well, I mean, people don't sample that one.
Yeah, except for Between the Sheets.
Yeah.
Would be number one. And then number two is Choosy Lover as far as airplay.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Between the Sheets.
Yeah, the airplay. They got a lot of airplay, Choosy Lover.
Oh, yeah. Choosy Lover is better. Actually, I like it better.
Mm-hmm.
But
got a lot of airplay, especially on those quiet storms, you know. Got a lot of airplay.
Yeah, I know. They're still playing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I still hear it now. I still hear it.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that the Between the Sheets got the beat is what made it.
Right, that was the big, you know, the first single, is you know, the title track, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate that. Keep posting deep, diverse, and different.
Mm-hmm.
And keep singing and keep doing your music, because you definitely radiate something that we need today.
All right. I appreciate that. And I will. I will. I definitely will.
Thank you. You have a blessed Sunday, and good luck to Michael also. I can't wait to hear his CD.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And that was the great, awesome, and superstar. You know, I got a little carried away over Choosy Lover, everybody. But this has been April Deep Aries, and I interviewed Chris Jasper from formerly the Isley Brothers, Isley Jasper Isley, and also a solo artist who's collaborated with the great Ronald Isley and so many other people who represent guitars, keyboards, drums, real music from, you know, what they say back in the day. Chris is still doing his thing with The One, his new CD, new single, Still in Love. I'm going to end with Choosy Lover. You can find me on Facebook www.facebook.com/groups/TheDDD. And that's for Deep, Diverse, and Different, where we honor all types of music. And we keep everything respectful, poetry and scenery. And thank you, everybody. You have a blessed and soulful and peaceful Sunday. We're going to end with Choosy Lover by the Isley Brothers.